damage to power lines. Strong winds have blown branches and trees onto train lines elsewhere. Our correspondent Amelia Harper at Euston says some trains are now returning as they can't reach their destination.
We understand journey delays of up to 90 minutes, but judging by how long people here have been standing, I think that is set to be a lot longer. Major disruption certainly until about 5:30 tonight.
Czech police say 10 people have been shot dead and dozens injured near a university building in central Prague. The force has tweeted the shooter has been eliminated. A woman's been arrested on suspicion of murder after the death of her 5-month-old baby in Leeds. Police were called to a park yesterday afternoon where the woman reported her daughter was in a serious condition. COVID levels are on the rise, with around 1 in 24 people in England and Scotland likely to have tested positive so far this month. Official figures suggest that's up from 1 in 50 at the start of the month. UEFA President Alexander Seferin says the organisation won't stop others trying to create breakaway competitions. A22 Sports, who are behind the European Super League idea, have proposed a new league format for men's and women's teams. UEFA's blocking of previous plans was found to be unlawful. Seferin says he's not worried by the new proposals.
It's really, for me personally, hard to decide if you should be shocked or amused by the show that we have seen. Since it's close to Christmas, I would choose the amusement, so I'm amused by it.
And Luton captain Tom Lockyer has been discharged from hospital after suffering cardiac arrest. The issue is different to that which saw him collapse during a game in May. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening will turn largely dry with some clear spells. During the overnight period, clouds will increase and a few isolated showers are likely, especially when we get near dawn. Now, it'll be less windy overnight with lows of 7, but tomorrow morning we can expect cloudy skies and patchy rains in the afternoon. It will become drier though, but will remain rather cloudy. It's going to be another breezy day with highs of 11.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
So we're back on the second hour of Drive. Well, my last Drive show until Christmas Day. Now, I've been doing Guess the Intro for the previous hour. I played it 2 or 3 times. Michelle, do you know which one it was?
It's the Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Wizard, isn't it?
Yeah, name. Yeah. Put everyone off listening now, but here we go. All together, yeah, Wizard. I wish it could be Christmas. That's every it. Day. We'll be back in a sec.
Don't you lock the doors, you know the tree.
I love that song. Nothing says Christmas in the UK more than that song, I think.
Do you think?
I think it's like, again, you know, I talk about quintessential. It brings me back to memories. I was at the Royal Albert Hall for their Christmas carol sing-along, having the entire Royal Albert Hall singing that song and everyone doing the wave. It's amazing. It's a memory that sticks with you forever.
Oh, I love that. And yeah. Do you have mince pies?
Now I have a mince pie. But not in Canada. We don't do mince pies. We have a variation called butter tarts.
Oh.
So they look the same, but they don't have that mince. It's not mince meat, just in case anyone in Canada is listening.
It used to be kind of mince meat.
Yeah, it's not that. It's a butter tart. It's similar but different, and it's a little bit sweeter, I think. It doesn't have that. What is it in mince meat? It's like nutmeg or...
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything like that. With sort of, I can't even think now myself. Now, like a little bit of cinnamon in there.
That's it. It's not quite like that. It's a little bit more sugary, sweetie, caramelly.
Oh, okay. It's not flaky, though. Oh, is it?
The rest of it looks the same. Oh, and we don't have the little top, so it's like an open tart.
I find this fascinating. I love different foods. It's only because I shouldn't be eating any of them, that's all. Especially with anything with the word butter in it. I mean, goodness me, I'm just eating like half a ton of cheese right in front of me. I made it through the first hour. Let's see how we go here. But did you know how many mince pies we eat each day in December? Not me and you, just the UK as a whole.
Like any total?
In total.
Oh, God, it's got to be millions, judging by my household alone.
Yeah. So basically, an average person in Britain... And I'm above average. I'm way below average, I am. In Britain, it's 32 in the whole of December. I was going to say it's almost two a day, but it's not. But that's quite a substantial amount, really, right?
Really? Really? Yeah. 32, that's nothing.
According to this poll. Yeah, but 70 minutes. So, hang on. So, if average person in Britain eats 32 in December. Let's work the sums out. So we're looking at over 67 million of us, I suppose, living in... Stick with us.
It's about 180 million.
Yeah, so I need to get the calculator out, but it's over 2 billion.
Yeah. Is that right? Wow.
I know.
I'm thinking in my house, we have to hide the box. If we buy a box, like if I buy two boxes on sale, they're gone.
Fair do.
Within 24 hours. I do have teenagers.
Oh, fair do. I was going to say, I thought it was just you and your husband. No. Right, so should we do another cracker, Christmas cracker? Ready? So here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, here we go. This is a good one.
Is it?
No, I'm laughing before I'm saying it. Who is a Christmas tree's favourite singer? Any idea?
I'd say Michael Bobbles or Bobley.
No, it's this fella. It's Spruce.
Oh,
Springsteen. Can't help it. was Spruce Springsteen there with Born to Run. Although Michael Bauble would have been all right, to be fair. That could have worked. To be, well, we'll have a bit more. Have a bit of Michael Bubbles a bit later. He is our favourite. And
he is.
Yes, I'm even shopping at a certain shop now because I've started looking at the advert. Yes, anyway. Listen, you've got a joke, haven't you?
I have an equally bad joke.
Let's pull a cracker. Go on in.
What do you call a snowman with a six pack?
Snowman with a six pack. I don't know.
An abdominal snowman.
Oh dear. Hang on. Oh dear, that is a really good bad one. Isn't
I know,
it, really?
I'm all about the cheesy jokes.
They have to be bad, otherwise they're not good. If they're good, then they're really bad. But a good cracker needs to be bad. You know exactly what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
The opposite there. Yeah. Anyway, listen. So, what other song have we got? Would you like coming up next? I know, I've got it in front of you.
I know. The Beach Boys, Little Saint Nick.
Yeah.
And you said you've never heard this song.
I've never heard it before. No, it's the first time I'm playing it.
I'm amazed. This is a classic.
Is it really? It's a short one. Let's give that a go, and then we'll have a short break after that.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saints must come this time each year. Ooh, well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told.
Charging System, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join me, Xanthi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Great Tunes on Phoenix FM.
Thanks again to Xanthi for her greatest pick so far this year for us as well. So I played it in the first hour. Thank you so much for that, Xanthi. Always love hearing from you. And you can always catch Xanthi on Sundays between 8 and 10. Now, one of the best singers around. I love, well, actually there's two. And they're both together doing a track together. A Night to Remember, Biba Dooby and Leve. And it's spelled L-A-U-F-E-Y. Now, she is one, she's actually got a Christmas song out as well at the moment. That's really, really beautiful. And so if you like kind of jazz, and it's just a wonderful, but this one here, this one is for Alistair. A Night to Remember. Absolutely love that, and I've played that every day this week. And it's one. I wish I could do it on the air every hour, to be fair, but there you go. Anyway, we have got the travel coming up. There's quite a bit going on locally. Obviously, everyone's out last minute shopping. I've got to do mine yet. I'm getting stressed now already. So, we're going to have the travel and then we're going to come back with another request. And don't forget, Michelle is still around as well.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So the M25 anti-clockwise, the accident on the entry slip road from Junction 30, that's the A13, but it is coping well. M25 clockwise, all lines of lanes have been reopened following the earlier shed load, but there are really long delays now back to Junction 29 A127. You're looking at around 25 to 30 minutes there. Now A127 eastbound, slow traffic between the Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. A13 eastbound, slow traffic between Stanford Lee Hope and the A104 and the Five Bells interchange. Lakeside, yep, slow traffic all around that area, that even in the retail park. So just be careful if you are heading out shopping today. Make sure you have plenty of time. Now, in Billericay, slow moving traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road. Still sticking in Billericay in South End Road, northbound, that is, between Noak Hill Road and the High Street. Now, in Rayleigh, slow traffic on the High Road, Crown Hill, Webster's Way, heading towards the High Street. And in Brentwood here, there's slow traffic on the Ongar Road and Ingrave Road. And the High Street, all approaching Wilson's Corner. You've got a 25-minute travel time there on the A120 because it's slow on the southbound before the A131 as well. Mark's Farm roundabout to Gaddy's Corner. Now, let's head over to the Tube for you. The Tube. Here we go. So, the underground station is closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line eastbound at South Ealing due to engineering works. A shortage of trains is causing minor delays on the rest of the Piccadilly Line, especially between Acton Town and Uxbridge. And severe delays on Elizabeth Line. I need this a little bit later. Hope not, so I've got to get to phone them. Between Shenfield and Whitechapel. Problems with the signals there, but normal service has resumed on the Elizabeth Line between Shenfield and Whitechapel. It's just come up in front of me. I've got my wish there. So normal service has now been resumed. And of course, with all the train delays at Euston, look at your travel provider there, because there is so much going on. Some of the trains are now being is now going ahead, so it's just a case of just looking at you. It's changing literally every couple of minutes, so just keep an eye on that one. And that is your travel updates from me. I'll be back in an hour. Goodness me, there's a lot of travel going on today. There's a lot of traffic. We've got Michelle back in the street. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, hello.
You come to save me.
I have. I was thinking people are going to need the next thing we're going to do on here.
Come on, then.
Shall we do that?
Yeah, shall I put some background music on again?
Sure.
Do you want something? Okay.
No, I was thinking that. I'm like, everyone's going to be stressed out with this traffic that I think it's time to recap our de-stressing meditation.
Yes.
Thing. Do you run around during Christmas? Do you go visiting?
Did you say run?
No. No, you know what I mean. Around. Like, are you one of those people that has to visit here, there, and everywhere, or do you just chill out on Christmas?
Yeah, I used to do that a lot. Not so much now, really. So yeah. I just take the few days off because we are very busy people. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like that too. I know I don't get this running around visiting people here, there, and everywhere, but I've never had to do it ever. It's nice, actually, not to have to do it. I really feel sorry for people who do. But if you are like Joe and you're going to be stuck on the tube later on, we're going to go back. If you've been listening for a while, you know we've done one of these before, the finger-touching, breathing meditation exercises. And if you've never done it with us, you can join along. So we're going to take our hands,
yep,
and we're going to use our thumbs. Our thumbs are going to touch each finger.
Sure.
As we take a breath in, touch our index finger, our pointer finger, and say sa.
Sa.
Touch the middle finger as you breathe out and say ta.
Ta.
Inhale, ring finger, na.
Na.
In exhale, pinky finger, ma.
Ma.
Sa, ta, na, ma. So just using each breath each time. So when things get overwhelming, you know, Christmas Day, if you're hosting loads of people and you've been up late the night before, just, or you're stuck, or you're say, in the middle of Covent Garden, in the middle of a crowd, just taking a moment there and breathing the sa, ta, na, ma. You're going to be doing lots of that today, aren't you, Joe?
Sa, ta, yeah, on the tube. Sa, ta,
na, ma.
I use that a lot, actually. It's a really, really simple thing. And it can, yeah. What it does, it just sort of like literally takes your mind away from actually what's going on around you. Just for, even just for those few seconds, and it really does work.
Yeah, yeah, just the breathing. So, yeah, that's my little tip for Christmas this year. Year, not having to run around at all.
Yeah, well, there's a new survey out. There's so many surveys out. This, I don't know who does these surveys. I always talk about them. I have no idea. I mean, I've never been asked in a survey. Have you?
No, never.
Oh, no. Do you know anyone?
I would skew their results. That's for sure.
Do you reckon? Well, I don't know. Anyway, they reckon that one in three blokes will. You talking about running off? Will run off from rowing relatives and hide in the shed at Christmas.
Really?
Well, I don't know if they need to do the sound.
They do.
That's right, yeah.
Especially if there's a gentleman listening right now.
Yeah. Well, apparently, according to this new survey, millions of guys admit that they take refuge at the bottom of the garden to dodge a ding-dong, excuse, I couldn't help it, with their relatives. Well, it's festive, isn't it? Right? But it's almost half. They reckon 43% said that they will pretend to have do-it-yourself tasks to do if they get spotted by their in-laws. I know.
There's no space in our shed to hide.
I was going to say, does your husband do that?
No, he'd trip over the lawnmower and all the bikes in the back there. Yeah. He'd never fit in.
Okay, so it's just sa,
ta, na, ma.
So simple. You can even do it when you're driving. You don't close your eyes, obviously, but you know, if you're caught in traffic, you still got your hand on the wheel and you can just like tap the top
totally,
of the wheel with that.
Oh, absolutely, well. For road rage, yeah.
Yeah, because and you can then say whatever you like as well. You don't have to use those words. But anyway, so Michelle, we've got another one lined up because you've got another request, haven't you, there?
Yeah, what did I request this time?
Oh my God.
Was it Gloria Gaynor?
Yeah,
that's it. Sorry, this time it's from one of my, another.
It's all the eggnog.
I know.
Dairy you're having there.
It's from Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gloria Gaynor. I am what I am.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It takes a lifetime to become the best that we can be. We have not the time or the right to judge each other. It's one life, and there's no return and no deposit. One life, so make sure you like what's in your closet. It's noise, I think
So Gloria Gaynor, I Am What I Am. That was actually a new recording, that one, from 1990. As you could tell, that wasn't the quite the original. Now, should we have another cracker, Michelle? What do you reckon?
I think so.
Come on then. Hang on, I've got to find the Christmas crackers. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go on then.
All right. Which of Santa's reindeers has the worst manners?
Oh.
Rude Ulf.
It's, you know, it's a big sock. I can hear it all the way from Brentwood. It's come right through. That's going to be the worst. The best of the... Oh, is that the worst of the worst? I'm not even sure, to be
fair. I've got one more.
Go on. Let's do another one, Robbie. Go on then. Hang on a minute. Let's have a go. I've got to get the crackers. Are you ready?
Okay, this one's totally Canadian. Ready?
Oh, that was loud. Go on then.
Okay. What do you call a magic dog?
Magic dog? I don't know.
Ready?
Yeah, go on.
A labra cadabra doodle. A labra cadabra door.
Oh, hang on.
Like Labrador, but labra cadabra.
Do you know what? I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to move right along with that one here on Phoenix. You're listening to Drive here on Phoenix FM in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now we're going to have a latest track from our A-list, and this is Lenny Kravitz with TK421. TK421. Right, now I'm going to do another Home and Away. So that is where, if you're listening regularly, then I usually play, not every day, but now and again, I do a song that was number one on this day in a particular way in America and one that was in the UK. But today, of course, with Michelle here, I'm doing one that's from Canada and one that's from the UK on Christmas Day. Now, on Christmas Day in Canada, right, Lionel Richie, Say You, Say Me, Michelle.
Right? Want me to guess the year?
Not yet, because just in case. Well, you can guess it, but it doesn't mean necessarily get it right. Now, it was actually taken from another film as well, so if you get the film correct as well, then that's an extra point. So don't give me the film yet. So you just have a little think about it. But what was number one in the UK? Was Shaking Stevens, Merry Christmas, Everyone, right? So it was a false number one as well for our Welsh boy back in which year? Remember, and you get an extra point, Michelle, right? And you at home, you get an extra point at home if you know what the film from Lionel Richie's song Say You, Say Me was from. Anyway, let's have a listen to Shaky and then I'll let you know.
Snow is falling
Okay, that was classic. I do love that. Shaken Stevens, you just got another. What did you have mince pie then?
That apple crumble, gluten-free. It's so good.
Oh, yes. It's from a very, very well-known...
very crumbly.
Very crumbly. You wouldn't know it was gluten-free, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's amazing, but don't wear it if you need... Don't eat it if you need to be all fancy. Yeah. It'll be everywhere.
I can't eat them anywhere near, obviously, the studio desk, because that would be disaster.
I think they wouldn't be beard-friendly, so they're not very Santa-friendly.
No, but you can get those kind of little beard napkins. Beard bibs, have you seen them? They're little bibs. They catch beard. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't want to be seen with anyone with a beard bib, but there you go. That's another story. Right. No, so just before we heard the song, I was asking you, wasn't I, what was number one? And it was Say You Say Me, Lionel Richie, in your home country. Wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's funny because you were surprised that I knew the year, and I said, I do remember, 1985.
Yeah, 1985.
I was in grade 7.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but yeah.
That's year 7.
I still don't know what that is. It's been a long time. But I also said that Say You Say Me, didn't play it, obviously, it was Lionel Richie. It was taken from a film. Do you know which one it was?
No, I had no idea. I thought it was Officer and a Gentleman, but I don't think that's right.
No, it was Mikhail Baryshnikov. Baryshnikov, wasn't it? And Gregory Hines. Gregory Hines. Yes, and Mikhail.
White Knights.
You've got it.
Yeah.
You'll be good in a quiz, Michelle, wouldn't you?
I love a quiz. Quite good. I'm very competitive, though.
Yeah, I would, yeah. Speaking of quizzes as well. Now, I've got a Christmas theme tune, right? And it's from a really famous film. And do you know what it is? And then we'll be coming back after just an ad. So we'll have another request we've got coming up. And I'll be letting you know what that one is by the end of the hour.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
So, I tell you what, I'm going to be telling you what the Christmas theme tune is. It's from a famous movie. Michelle's looking at me. She said everything but what it is. And I'll tell you what, I'll be telling you at the top of the hour. So you've got another 10 minutes to think about it. Any idea? Right, so that's coming up in a second. But we have another request. But before that, I thought, why not? Let's crack a cracker. What do you reckon? Do you want to crack a cracker?
This time it's your turn to tell the joke, I think.
Oh, okay then. All right then. I'll sort that one out. You ready? We ready to go?
Yep.
That was a loud bang, and it sounds like you're putting toffee in your mouth afterwards, but here we go. Right, okay. What comes at the end of Christmas Day?
A hangover?
No. It's the letter Y.
What?
Christmas Day.
Oh,
that's the end. Why? Oh, come on.
My God.
It was a little bit more.
I thought mine were bad.
I thought it's quite a good one. But go on. That's me. I always laugh at my own jokes. Go on, go on. But we've got a request, haven't we?
We've
got
we do. So this one comes from Helen, who also works for St. Francis Hospice, actually.
Yay!
And she has requested Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Oh, perfect. Well, this one's for you, Helen.
To see ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Rum-ba-bum-bum. Rum-ba-bum-bum. Peace on earth. Can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. See the day of glory. See the day of living peace. So peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made.
I love Bing Crosby.
I love him.
Yeah, love Bing. Snow White. Not Snow White, was it? White Christmas. Snow White. He wasn't Snow White.
No, no, no.
Snow White Christmas. My dad used to look a bit like him, to be fair.
Did he? Mm, Helen's just messaged to say thank you.
Oh, no, thank you, Helen. It's a wonderful work you do.
Yes.
Right, okay, so I've overdone it with the dairy. I knew I shouldn't have brought appetizers in. They're tiny little kind of, what do you call them? Like little cheese, like soft cheeses.
Cheese roll things.
Yeah, they're little. And the thing is, I bought in these little cocktail sticks. I thought, well, that's perfect, so I won't get carried away. Well, I've just eaten a lot. All gone. Yeah, I've still got another hour to go.
And I said we forgot the Gaviscon.
I certainly did, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but listen, Michelle, do you know what the most hated chores are at Christmas? Shall I put our jingle on at the back? Come on.
Hey. Most hated chores?
That was a bit loud, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Most hated chores? Well.
Washing the dishes.
Oh, do you know what? That's the weird one of the top one. Washing up after the Christmas dinner. Sorting out and untangling the fairy lights. Oh, that is a... That's, I don't like doing that.
No, we just chuck it in the box, and if they still work, then...
You just buy new lights every
No,
year.
And you get the teenagers to unsort them the following year.
Fair enough, yeah. And cleaning up after guests as well. Oh, some of the most.
Yeah, I don't have those.
Yeah, but they're right at the top of the list, actually, according, again, to a new poll. And I don't know does these poems, and we'll have to find out.
We're going to find out. Over the road, Joe is going to be like, she must hate all these chores. Now I know she hates cleaning up after us.
Yeah, so because you go to...
We go to theirs on Christmas Eve, yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Our takeaway Chinese.
I love that. A lot of people have Chinese, or actually, like, even the big boss here, he takes the family over, and they have for Christmas dinner all the time.
Do they?
That they have, not Chinese, but they have Indian. Yeah, like Bhati.
Well, we bring out the karaoke machine as well. So
lovely. Oh, happy days. I'll be over then. Yeah, right. Yeah. But anyway, writing cards, buying gifts as well. They're way ahead of the other sort of like things like wrapping presents. I quite like doing that, even though I'm terrible, to be fair.
Yeah.
Cooking, putting up decorations as well, and going to parties and entertaining to finish it off. The top 10. See, I think going to parties, I quite like to
How
be
is that
there.
A chore?
If, I don't know. It all depends who the party's being held by, I suppose. But there you go. But listen, Michelle, we've got another... We're almost the end of this hour. What's happening
What's
here?
Happening?
I know. Well, should I do the Christmas theme tune now? Let's get that one out. Let's get that one out of the way. So you thought it was. Go on. Which ones was it?
I thought it was Nightmare Before Christmas, or what was the other one? I was going to say Edward Scissorhands. It was something like along...
It is Edward Scissorhandsy.
Yeah.
Oh, I could watch that again. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Do love Johnny Depp in that.
Yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas was my other guess.
Yeah, that's a good shout as well. But no, it's actually Home Alone.
Wow.
I know.
I've not seen that movie enough.
No, I don't think I've ever seen it, but there you go. Well, my favourite Christmas movie, one of them anyway, is Die Hard, but there's another
Really?
Thing. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we've got another request, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Elton John. I'm still standing for Over the Road, Joe.
Excellent stuff. All right, then. For Over the Road, Joe, this is for you. And we will see you after the news. Make sure you come back on our final hour of Drive this week.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. The red you hide behind that mask to you. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.